Evening, 4:07. Welcome into Friday. I'm Larry Williams. You can text us on 9292. That is ZBZB. The email Larry at newstalkzb.co.nz. And the Facebook is Larry Williams Drive. Key issues tonight. The JFK files. Well, some files have been released. I think it's 2,800. A lot haven't been, so we'll touch on that one. First home buyers. Highest sales to first home buyers in a decade. So not quite the storyline that we are being peddled. Across the ditch, over the ditch, a decision is pending on the Barnaby Joy citizenship row. That's due for around 4:15. We should be going to Australia in this half hour as well. But let's get on with it. Anti-1080 sentiment in rural Taranaki has reached boiling point. After months of bad blood between some locals and the Department of Conservation, the windows of a dock worker's car has been smashed, and we believe around 50 sika deer, a known pest, secretly rounded up and then freed into the forests of North Taranaki. Dock director Sue Sanson, or should I say Lou Sanson, believes the incidents are a disgusting payback for its pest control program, and Lou Sanson is with me. Good evening.
Good evening.
Give us an idea, if you will, of the numbers of deer released into the forest.
Well, the letter of threat said 31. There was rumour of 50. We've shot 6. We've seen 15. It's a pretty substantial release.
Tell us about the letter of threat. It was definitely 1080 protesters?
Yeah, it was basically unless the government, meaning DOC, regional councils and primary industries with TB-free stop 1080, they will continue to release deer. They will release them onto Mount Taranaki, where with the Taranaki community and the 8 iwi in Taranaki, we've spent over $10 million taking that whole mountain predator free. It's completely deer free. It's been deer free forever. So it really is eco-terrorism at its worst in New Zealand.
And you got a tip off, didn't you? Do you know who exactly this is?
No, it's interesting. It's some of the hunters and farmers have condemned it and come out and giving us some time. You've got to be using trucks. We've noticed that 3 of the deer have had ear tags removed, so we don't know whether the nearest wild population is the Kaimanawas. But yeah, we just feel for the Taranaki community. We've got 14 community groups up there who have just worked so hard to bring together mostly farmers. They've got predator-proof fences for kiwi. We've released kokako back through 1080 on Mount Taranaki. We've had really 2 months of an area there where we have no stoats, rats and possums. And these people just want to say to the community, that's not the New Zealand we want.
And what do these deer actually do to the forests?
Sika are, well in the Kaimanawas, which is beech forest, they're much easier to hunt. They'll be harder to hunt in that more western hardland forest. They'll wipe out fuchsia, a lot of those very palatable species. They release both male and female, so they're certainly aiming to do a breeding population. They'd be devastating for the Taranaki area.
So what do you do now? You're tracking them down and you shoot them, do you?
We've got 12 people that should rightfully be doing blue duck transfers or kokako work out there hunting every day.
What about the police? They're on to this. What are they telling you?
Yeah, well, I'm in charge of the Wild Animal Control Act, which is the main legislation here. So we've got a pretty good investigative team. Most of those guys are ex-police themselves. So we're working hand in glove with police and with the Taranaki Regional Council.
You're confident you will get them? They smashed a car window as well, didn't they? You're confident you will get them?
Unrelated to this, we've had 3 personal cars of DOC staff or DOC contractors with wheel nuts taken off. One woman had her back window smashed in. We've had one DOC car interfered with. These are just DOC staff going about legitimate work to help bring our birds back, and we just have no tolerance for, the government of the day is signed up to predator-free. We're working hard on it. We bought large back parts of the South Island back where Kia now have a chance. We've got our lifetime is the only lifetime that can bring these birds back. Mm. Unfortunately, we have to use 1080. We are looking for new techniques, but these birds will disappear unless we do something about it.
Right, understand. You get all that, but this is criminal behaviour. Are you confident the police will nail these people?
Well, us and the police working together, the tampering with private cars and one staff car, the wheel actually came off. That could have resulted in a death. The police work on those ones.
Thank you. That is Lou Sanson, Director of the Department of Conservation, DOC. It is now 4:13. Listening to that is Kevin Moratti, who's an